Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Miley Cyrus, that's Younger Now, the song is, and her new album comes out next Friday. We'll do the new music releases, the ones coming out today at 8 o'clock. Celebrity Trash is coming up.
I guess she co-wrote and co-produced that album, which is the first time she says she's ever done that. She said it was really hard, too.
I imagine.
Yeah. This portion of the program is brought to you by UCSF. Go to RadioAlice.com. We have listed Saturday Night Live is coming up with a bunch of new guests for the season. Pink, Ryan Gosling, Sam Smith, Gal Gadot.
Gadot.
Gadot. See, I keep getting that. I must have asked Human five times how to pronounce her
Wonder
name.
Woman, right?
Exactly. Yeah. As well as Jay-Z. So find that all out at RadioAlice.com. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
All right, everyone. Real quickly, I know we just mentioned Jay-Z. This is controversial before I get into my first story. There's some talk that Beyonce's first post-pregnancy concert is going to be a hurricane relief benefit with Jay-Z.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
But when Us Magazine and a few others contacted Beyonce, she denied it. So I'm not doing that. So
I don't.
Let's see what happens. All right. Well, it's hard to determine who the biggest star in the world is, but I think there'd be quite a few votes for one person in particular, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
well,
he's pretty good. He's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Well, he's all over the news. DiCaprio's known, obviously, for his acting and his films, but he's also known for all the supermodels he dates.
Oh, I thought you were going to say environmental work, but okay. Sure. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, DiCaprio's all over TMZ and all the other tabloids. Why? Because on Wednesday, in the early evening, DiCaprio was walking around a girl who everyone thought he's currently dating, 23-year-old German model named Lorena Ray. Can you show Vinny the picture of Lorena Ray?
I was just about to look it up.
You got that picture ready?
Yeah, Ren? She's gorgeous.
Okay, well, they parted ways. TMZ was following. They parted ways around 8 p.m. Leo got on his phone. Within minutes, they saw him walking around with his ex-girlfriend, Toni Garn, 25-year-old German model.
Oh, my God. I'm getting all these things handed to me. They're just
gorgeous after gorgeous.
Yeah. They followed them, and they saw that they had dinner and then took a romantic bike ride to her place at 10 p.m., so that's right. Leo had two supermodels. I mean, if we do a round of judge by fours, I think we can both agree
tens,
that
11s.
These are at least nines, if not tens. So I guess the reason to bring up the story is which one, Vinny, which one would you pick?
If he had to pick one?
Yeah, if he had to pick one.
Well,
Lorena or Tony?
You know what? They're both stunning, beautiful women. I cannot believe that he got to double in one day. Got to date both of them. You know what?
My kind of day.
I just thought of you as he was saying he had two dates lined up. Mm-hmm. You used to do that, didn't you?
I used to do three dates.
Yeah, two is not enough for her, please. It's amateur hour.
The lucky guy was always the last date.
Was
is that
lucky?
Right?
Yeah.
That's the guy?
If he knew that, he wouldn't feel lucky.
The breakfast date was like, nah, you know.
I think, to be honest with you, this the second date, what's her name? The blonde lady?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
She looks a little older, and I would rather date her.
Oh, you would?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one looks, I have to be, is she even
23.
Oh, she's 23. 23
and 25.
They're both very young, but I'll go with the older lady.
Okay. When you said older, we thought you were going to go in a different direction. You know, she looks too old.
Oh, no. No. Okay. I like Tony best.
I'm looking up Leo. He's 42.
By the way, my mistake. I'm not sure if I remembered to say Sarah is out. She's at a wedding in Boston. We are live, but it's just the rest of the crew getting through the day here. So My apologies if I didn't mention, and if you're wondering, where the hell is Sarah?
Sarah.
She's in Boston. Someone wrote in and said, who's wearing the parka today? There's no parka in here today. I don't.
Oh, you know what? I wore mine in when I got into the building. Hooman has his. Brent,
are you wearing yours? A parka?
Not on today, no.
What is yours?
Brent? Mine is a Gore-Tex shake dry jacket. What? Guaranteed to keep you dry.
Anyway, no one is holding down the parka wearing for the day. So with Sarah gone, there are no puffy jackets to be found.
This is a crazy, scary story, and it's about, I apologize, it's about the Kardashians, everyone.
That's all right. Let's hear it.
Well, a woman walked into their Dash store in West Hollywood yesterday and pulled a gun on one of the employees.
Yeah, the Kardashians are nowhere to be found, but
they should just give those stores up.
Some Hollywood teenager had a gun put in her face.
This happened 11:25. An unidentified woman showed up at the clothing store, pointed a gun at the staffer, and was ranting something about Cuba. She then knocked over the merchandise and fled the store. They called 911. And apparently, the woman came back later and now had a machete.
So she's sick.
It sounds that way. Yeah. Some kind of probably mental health issues, not just angry.
So do the Kardashians have their own clothing line? Is that what's in these Dash stores? I've never even heard of these.
I thought their clothing line was at Sears.
I don't know if they still do, but they were doing like intimate apparel at Sears. Bras, panties. What?
I don't know that that's the right demographic for them. Aren't the young kids the ones that would buy Kardashian crap? And Sears isn't exactly catering to the kids.
True.
You ever walk through there, you realize they haven't changed their
since
store.
Since we were kids?
They haven't changed their store since we were little.
Yeah. But at the Dash store, I have gone to their website before, and they have overpriced items. I think it's by other manufacturers, Human.
I see. Yeah, I'm looking up for their location, see if there's one in San Francisco.
It looks like there is.
Miami and West Hollywood.
Yeah, they were going to have one in New York, but I think the rent was too high for them. And I did see when they had that Miami show, I watched that.
The one time I tuned in because I just wanted to know what everyone was talking about. It was an episode at the Dash store in Miami. And I watched those people. They could not remember their own stories.
The Kardashian girls.
None of the people, the workers at the store.
The Dash dolls.
They didn't know their own lines. Mm-hmm. They couldn't keep their faces straight. And I just thought, this is the worst TV. And yet, 11 years ago running?
It's still on. And go ahead.
Okay.
I can't watch them anymore. I mean, I'll admit that I've seen plenty of it, but I just can't watch it anymore. So anyway, the lady with the machete splits. They had surveillance video, and the police ended up going to her house and arresting the woman.
Mm. Well, machete is a run for it. Weapon for sure.
She's been booked on, for assault and criminal threats. She's being held on $50,000 bail.
What was the first thing she went in there with?
A gun.
Oh, they're both run for
a gun and a machete.
Jesus.
Machete seems like a step down.
Does it?
Yeah, but machete, the whole idea of arming yourself with a machete is perhaps even scarier.
Yeah.
Because to swing that at someone is just gory. That's just
that's Ray Donovan style.
That is just too much.
Yeah. Just a quick update for those of you going to New York. Use that as right. The Dash store in New York is permanently closed.
Okay.
Just Miami and LA, everyone. Thank you.
I really hope you're about to work Rocket Man into your next story.
You know, it is a musical one, but
all right.
So, Vinny, you have referenced Christmas quite a bit in September. You're really looking forward to it. You're excited.
I'm a fan of the holidays. Once you have a kid, it makes it cool again, because I really didn't give two craps about it forever as a single dude. The holidays just got in my way. you know,
yeah.
because everyone's so doesn't it get in your way?
I'm not a big fan.
Right,
no,
exactly. You're not even in the mood because you just feel like, man, everything's closed. All anyone can talk about is this holiday. People want you to travel. Great. Mm. But once you have a kid, I'm all about it.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Well, one major artist has just announced that she is doing a Christmas album. Gwen Stefani.
Oh, you know what? I like her.
You do?
I do. I mean, I don't necessarily think I'll buy it, but I do like her. I mean, as a person and what I've seen of her, I think she seems pretty cool.
So she's releasing her album on October 6th.
That's the one. Play that.
So she...
That's the one where No Doubt went. So our singer just left us, right?
Yep. That's true. So Gwen has confirmed that she's releasing the album. And the first song, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, features her boyfriend, Blake Shelton. And we have a little bit of it.
We do?
Yeah.
All right.
Vinny, you going to get that?
No, but you know what? I'm starting to think they might actually stay together, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They must absolutely. Be relationship type people where they just found someone and they're willing. They're like, good. I'm good. You know what I mean?
They made a Christmas album together.
Well, what I was thinking is, okay, they both just divorced. They both work together. They hook it up. It's cool.
Yes,
like, whatever. Yeah. We're both getting over somebody. Might as well get... It's easy. It's accessible. But it's 2 years later now, right? This has been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a story last night that Miranda Lambert...
Yeah,
Blake's
his ex-wife.
Yeah, it has been texting Gwen like nonstop some horrific things. Like,
oh.
She can't get over Blake. Even though she's actually dating someone else, she's still in love with him.
Huh.
Oh, wow. Scary. What does Gwen text back? Too bad.
I don't know, it's over.
He's
sister.
Mine now.
It just sounds, and she's mostly been drinking and leaves her messages.
Nothing like a drunk text, huh, everybody?
You know, I guess my impression of the dude,
Blake,
was that he would just be single and be on a roll.
Yeah.
I know her to be sort of monogamous, and she was pretty, like, that whole Tragic Kingdom album was about the bass player.
Tony?
Yeah,
because
they had a relationship for a long time. So she strikes me as someone who's pretty monogamous, but... I figured he would be right on down the road.
Right, but they work together, right?
I guess. Oh, well, yes, on The Voice, but I mean work together as in the couple seems to, they get on. Good for them.
Oh. All right, Yuzette.
Yesterday we were talking about the America's Got Talent winner, Darcy Lynn Farmer.
Yeah, people got mad because I didn't think she was that good.
I was thinking about that this morning. They thought you guys were so mean to the 12-year-old.
Well, first of all, I didn't say it to her face. It's not like I crushed her right to her face. She doesn't know.
What were you saying about her performance?
I just didn't think it was that good. She was totally moving her lips, and her face was unnaturally... She was holding her face in an unnatural pose, which I thought, if you're a ventriloquist, the whole point is, here's these two puppets doing their thing, and I'm smiling or drinking a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that... But whatever. Yes, she's 12. I get it. They handed her $1 million, though.
$1 million, exactly. So it's kind of cute. I think it was All Access, or Access Hollywood, is it? They were asking her what she was going to do with the money. She shared, first things first, I'm definitely going to give some money to my church. They always raise money. I knew you would like that, Human. They always raise money for different missions and mission programs
Amen.
In different countries.
Beautiful. I'm so glad she won. Well-deserved.
Look at that. Well... I didn't watch the show. Maybe if she's the best, good for her.
You know what? I trust Sandy. And Sandy said she was the best.
My mom loved her.
I blindly trust Sandy on this one.
And that wasn't just her only performance, right? It was throughout the season.
Phenomenal.
She went on to say she's definitely going to do that. And she's going to give her mom a dishwasher and a fridge.
A bridge.
Let me ask you something, Human,
all
right?
Yeah.
So having been in radio, we've all experienced the upside when someone writes in and says, we love your show, or you're so funny, or that was great, you made my day. We've also experienced the downside, which is where someone, either you're wrong and someone calls you out on it, or someone's just plain mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
every day.
That's it, right. All the time.
Every day, all day.
Especially now that texting is, you know, they don't even have to say it.
The keyboard cowboys right. Get on.
But forget about that. What my question is, so if you had a young daughter who wanted to go on a TV show where you knew she would be subject to judgment, would you allow her to go do that?
Yes, I would. If she, there has to be a certain level of talent, and if that talent is there, and
so you first would be the judge of her talent to decide whether she would get on the. You would allow her to go on the show
if she was talented. Absolutely.
What if she's just super motivated and wanted to do it because she thought she was good enough?
We'd have to, you know, we'd have to have a serious talk and ultimately, like, you know, I'm down with people trying things out and failing, but
your 12-year-old daughter
yes.
on the national stage.
Yeah. Yes, if she's talented, yes.
If she's not, you're going to be the one that says you really suck.
No, I'm going to
say you're not good enough to go out there.
I'm going to say let's refine your craft. Let's make sure that, you know, piano playing is really your strength as opposed to singing or the tuba. But, you know, once you're able to refine it and because you don't, you know, you're on the same side as your kid and you don't want them to humiliate themselves.
Or you.
So I, you know.
So you're saying you don't let her go do it.
If she's talented, I 100% let her do it.
And if she's not, you say save yourself.
I say let's look at the other options. There isn't just one thing to go for here. But here's the other thing. You know, often in the audition process, they're weeding people out as well. So, you know, there's that too.
So you let them, the weeders crush her instead.
That's an option.
Yeah, let Simon Cowell
do it. I mean, listen,
I
got to be honest. At the end of the day, this is something I'd be praying about quite a bit before, like, you pull the trigger. Do I have time for another story? I'd really like to squeeze
one. No, you don't.
Thank you so much.
Wait. Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
Do we?
Yeah.
Use that?
What Absolutely.
Story is it? If I don't want it, if it's going to be super long.
Oh, it has to do with the controversy of The Exorcist.
Oh, okay. That's not too long.
Okay, great. So yesterday, you know, the movies are coming out this weekend. And, you know, we talked about it quite a bit, considering the fact that it's going to be the highest grossing horror film of all time, beating The Exorcist. And then Bryn looked up and said, well, you know, if we do the inflation calendar calculator, The Exorcist actually grossed $983 million in 2017. But all of the blogs and all of the outlets yesterday, Complex Magazine, People, The Daily Mail said, you forgot about one horror film in particular. And Vinny, we're going to come to you.
Hmm.
What should the movie Jaws count as a horror movie?
No.
Why not?
It's scary, but the villain is totally different than a traditional horror film.
Well, a bunch of outlets said Jaws is a horror movie.
God, I'm torn because
do you consider a horror movie? Like an evil being or something?
The shark is evil.
I know the shark's evil.
But it's not like a devil evil. It's just like an animal.
Could a shark be possessed by a demon?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, dude, I guess. That thing is eating the boat as the guy's sliding into his mouth. Okay, so horror film definition is a movie that seeks to elicit a psychological or physiological reactions, such as an elevated heartbeat through the use of fear and shocking one's audience. It's a horror film.
Yeah, okay.
So because they didn't include Jaws, Jaws really, it grossed $260 million domestically. And, you know, with the inflation calculator, it's $1.1 billion. So, listen, it is doing great, but now that Jaws is in the mix, who knows if it's going to end
Jaws
up
Jaws is a big one. It's weird that you, because it is scary, and it's put anyone who goes in the ocean, it's put that thought in your head, and I go in all the, I was just in the water on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of kelp out there right now, so I'm sitting on my board, and you're tangled up in that stuff, and they even have these giant bulbs that they'll sink, and then they'll come up and clunk the bottom of your surfboard, and you just get that, like, I'm fine. You don't want even want to react, like, you don't want anyone to see you react, because it's too embarrassing that it was just, a piece of gunk in the water,
sure.
But a clunk on your board is,
on average, how many times during your
surf
session do you go,
Two to three.
Oh. Yet you still keep going back.
It's totally worth it. And it's obviously irrational fear that you're having when it's, it's seaweed. You pray it's seaweed. Please let it be seaweed. All right, I'll do news, and we've got the upcoming music releases and more after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, that's Jane's Ed Sheeran.
Jane's.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is off to Boston for some wedding and some family event taking place over the weekend. So it's just the rest of us here today holding it down. Coming up at 9, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Coldplay. So hang for that. Right now I'm going to do news.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. I wanted to remind everyone, Vinny, that Scott Kapurl from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show is going to be at the Punchline tonight. What's today? Friday?
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday. So go check him out. And if you want to see his full schedule, you can go to RadioAlice.com. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
7:45, here's what's happening. I'll begin with the story out of Mexico. Let me first say, the earthquake was huge, and they are still digging out, and it's tragic.
Yeah.
But this story about the fake girl trapped in the rubble?
Yes!
It's shocking!
What is going on?
The report was that I think it was at the school the building had collapsed, and the story somehow got out that there was a young girl trapped in the rubble of this destroyed school. They reported that they'd seen her wiggle her fingers.
Yeah.
I believe even yesterday you said they got her a water bottle.
Yeah, they handed her a water bottle.
So people were following this saga of the little girl they'd been calling Frida Sophia. And it comes out this morning that it's not reality. There's no fingers wiggling. There's no voice. There's no name. It's not a true story.
How did this start?
I don't know.
For real.
I don't know. But that
is
not real.
That just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Like, really? What?
It makes you wonder.
How?
As the new iPhone 8 comes out, if they're not using that app. Remember that app we saw that the people can hire a crowd to show up at a restaurant event?
I have that app.
You do?
Yeah. But it keeps giving me stuff for Hollywood.
Oh.
And then the last time...
Were going to go and be someone who gets paid to be at these events.
But I had said... Well, I did it because we were doing the story, so I signed up for the app, which I can't even get rid of now. I tried. But...
What do you mean? We'll delete it for you.
I was trying to... Okay. I couldn't get... And so they keep emailing me to attend these, to go wait in line for Hollywood restaurants. I was trying to... I put in my zip code like, maybe it's a Bay Area thing. But yeah, they wanted to pay me... I forgot it was like $6.
That's not enough to leave the house for.
That's not enough to fly to Hollywood.
Anyway, the iPhone 8 comes out. The 8 Plus. The iPhone 8, 8 Plus come out today, and it looks like people are lined up. 707 says, I just walked by the Apple store on Union Square, and yep, people are lined up.
Oh.
I heard one guy say he was there for his new watch. So the new Apple Watch must be coming out today as well.
There was some kind of glitch going on yesterday with that they were saying the new watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got the watch. I got it as a gift last Christmas, I think it was. Or maybe it was for my birthday, but The thing's pretty killer.
CNN was reporting something.
I like
yesterday.
I wouldn't have bought it, but I've got it.
Do you need to do updates on that also?
It updates, yeah. I think it updates through the phone, through the app on the phone.
Yeah.
But, someone also wrote in that there are people lined up in Palo Alto at that Apple store, so people are still into it.
Yeah. I got the money, I guess.
So it turns out the watch's LTE cellular connectivity, which is supposed to let users make the phone do calls directly from their wrists, doesn't work very well.
Mm. And that's what, sorry, is that what the new, I don't
With the new Apple Watch,
yeah. Apple Watch, yeah.
So I don't know how often you and Bryn are talking into your wrist.
I'm not ever. And I don't even like to that it sends me messages. I only use it for exercising because it's pretty good about mapping out your runs and everything. But one of the problems with the watches is that you don't want to have to carry your phone too. So I can see this eventually for some people being a great replacement. Leave the phone and just have your watch. I mean, how often do you talk? Well, Hooman, you talk on your phone, right?
I sure do.
I
all
never
the time.
Talk on my phone. So,
what about DeSandy?
Well, sometimes, but I mean, I can use the home phone when I'm, you know, I don't need to use my watch for that. But it'd be great if I have to that I could.
Can or you that- FaceTime on your watch?
No, I don't think so. I've never tried.
Bryn?
He's not here.
Oh, okay.
He's getting ready for the music. The new music releases are coming up here in a minute.
Which it looks like a couple good ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
Okay, good.
I'm super stoked. I love Mastodon.
You do?
Oh, God, yes. They're so good. Anyway, so the new iPhone comes out.
By the way, that problem with the watch can't be fixed by a patch. It's a real problem.
Oh.
So. Look out.
So these stories are shocking because I always expect for some reason that the real perverts, scumbags, dirt balls of the world are men. And then you hear women are out there boning their students and you just go, oh, come on. It can't be. Girls can have any boy they want anytime they want.
No.
Why they got to go after their high school kids?
Maybe there's a mental issue.
First, it started with a text from art teacher Jessie Goline. She sent her student. It was about class. I always find that weird. I learned that through Sarah, that basically teachers have the phone numbers and the
emails.
And everybody's in communication. I was surprised to hear that teachers willingly give their number to their students. I probably wouldn't, but it seems like that's really normal. Anyway, the text between this teacher, the art teacher at this high school in Arkansas, were more frequent, and soon their messages were no longer class related. According to court papers filed early, sometime early last year, the teacher picked up the student, who was not yet 18, this was from a small city in northeast Arkansas where she was his teacher, drove him to her home about 45 minutes away, and they did it. That same night in the apartment, the teacher, age 25, allegedly also had sex twice with another student.
Oh, she had two dates.
So she was using her phone and text messages to seduce boys. Police say the art teacher was brought down because boys brag.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They brag.
No. Kids.
They're boys. Right. They're little boys. Of course they bragged. You're a woman and you're bringing them to your apartment to do it. Anyway, Wednesday, she was charged with one count of first degree sexual assault. They didn't charge her with three of the boys are now 18, I guess, or were 18 when they did it, even though they were her students. So the underaged one is the one they're going to charge her with.
Well, she should be charged for all of those that were students, and she obviously should be held to a higher standard.
The rumors circulated around the high school, and at one point the men's basketball coach at the high school in Arkansas heard a parent talking about hurting that teacher.
Oh, physically.
Physically. Intending to cause bodily harm to the teacher who allegedly had sex with multiple students. So that guy, whoever it was, ran to the principal and the whole thing blew up.
Mm.
So now she's under arrest. She's going to be charged. And they say here, I wanted to read this part to you guys. She's looking at 10 to 40 years.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's a Class A felony, the whole doing it with underage. Is that the woman?
It is, yes.
She hot?
She's pretty.
She's not bad looking.
What's her name?
Jesse something.
Galeen.
Jesse's girl.
Yeah, Galeen, Galine. She's married, obviously, because that guy's not a high school kid.
Right. She had said something, I'm not going to lose my husband over this.
He said,
what, Jesse?
The DA said he could remember 7 cases in the past 10 years where women had sex relationships with students or underage men. For some reason, it seems to be kind of an epidemic among mid-20s to late-30s females that are getting in this cycle with young men.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I usually expect this nonsense to be men on women, and we're seeing more and more it's women on men.
I saw a story last week where there was video with it. A teacher was having relations with 2 students in the boys' bathroom.
At the school?
At school.
At the same damn time?
Yep, and the boys were, one of the boys was recording it. And then he gave the phone to the other kid and did that, and the other kid recorded it. Like, oh my goodness. Horrible.
What?
Yeah. I can't get out of my head that video that I saw.
Oh, wait. So you saw the video of them? It's online?
Mm-hmm.
When this happened?
I saw the video last week. I don't know.
We're
when
not
going to
look it up. That's not happening.
Yeah.
What city? What was the website? Celebrity Jihad.
It's so not funny.
Our text number. No, it's not funny. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Mm-hmm. If Misery is a horror movie, Jaws is definitely a horror movie, says 781. But 415 says, child, please. Jaws is not a horror movie. I wouldn't have if you just you just asked me and I would have said no. But the more I thought about it, it's pretty damn scary. And that should be the definition of a horror film, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good parenting, Hooman, for once.
Thank you. What'd I do?
When you wouldn't let your kid go perform in front of a national audience.
Talented,
right, but you were going to say,
yeah,
you're not good enough.
I'm on the
your
fence.
Lips are moving, Darcy. Sorry.
I'm on the fence.
The good news is if her parents don't have a refrigerator, they probably don't have a computer. So she's probably never going to see the negative reviews of her.
Oh, the little girl that won.
This is the girl that won AGT.
She
said she's going to buy my parents a refrigerator.
Uh-huh, and a dishwasher.
So.
And she wants a pug.
Okay, I'm out of time. So coming up, by the way, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's obviously out. Coming up, we've got the new music in the celebrity trash and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.